first meeting here in Columbus between Ohio Dominican and Grand Valley State. You could not ask for a better day. 66 degrees at kickoff today. Not a cloud in the sky, and the Grand Valley State Lakers, who won the toss and deferred to the second half, will be kicking off. Marco Iadarosa is their kicker, and he has the ball teed up to our right. Ball is in the air, and we are underway from Panther Field as they will kick it to Abe Johnson deep into the end zone. And Ohio Dominican in the all-black uniforms with the yellow numerals and white trim, the flat black headgear with the yellow D-paw on the side, will take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Mark Miller, Panther quarterback, junior out of Cincinnati Elder, completing 61% of his passes, 760 yards, 7 touchdowns. And a week ago, he was 14 of 23 for 124 and a touchdown. They will have it on the far hash mark going from our left to our right. And Brandon Schoen, who did not play in the last 25 minutes of the game last week due to a sore groin, is healthy and gets the start, and they'll pass on first down. Miller steps up, throws to Abe Johnson. He's got it at the 42, breaks the tackle and dives out to the 48-yard line. Abe Johnson, Matt, who leads this team in receptions with 23, open and a strong first throw for Mark Miller.
Yeah, usually we see, first play out of the gate. It's usually a running play, kind of see what the defense is showing them, but right out of the gate, they're throwing it down the field, getting the first down.
And Schoen gets his first carry up into the hole and will be tackled out over the 50-yard line. And that's a good, solid four-yard run for Brandon Schoen, who's averaging over 6 yards a carry, 326 yards, just 28 more than his counterpart, Mark Nichols. Second down, they'll say three on the carry. And Miller takes and gives to Schoen, sweeping to the left side, trying to get to the corner, and he's there to the 45 and capped out of bounds near the first down marker. And a penalty marker comes down, and we're going to have a late hit called against Grand Valley State. So whether the run was a first down or not, I don't know, but the hit is certainly going to give them first down yardage.
Yeah, Brandon Schoen running to the edge there, trying to hit the corner. He hit the corner and then turned on to another speed and got the first down, and then the hit out of bounds would be a nice gain again for Ohio Dominican.
All right, the offensive line, Michael Kelke, the sophomore center out of Fenwick. Perrin Cunningham, left guard. Ben Cofer, the right guard. The tackles are Jay Howard and Jake Brandt. Nate Week, tight end, H-back, if you will. And the Panthers go with Ronald McLeod, Des Stewart, Abe Johnson as the wide receivers. And that 15-yard penalty against Grand Valley State will take it to the GBSU 31-yard line. First down and 10, Panthers. Opening possession of the game, and Miller to throw as he will roll to his right, dumps it off to Johnson. He's got the catch at the 30, Sutter steps to the 25, down to the 24. Gain of 7 for Abe Johnson, who's averaging almost 10 yards a catch. The offense for ODU averaging 474 yards a game and 36 points. The total offense is 7th. The point scored is 5th. Gain of 7 on first down. Second down. They'll have two receivers right. Quick snap back. Schoen's got it. He's through the hole into the 21. That's going to be right at the first down marker. We talked in the moments beforehand about the way Grand Valley is and how many yards per play they get. I think coaches will say third down's huge. Today, first down is huge for both of these teams, as they got 7 on that first down play a moment ago. Now it's first and 10. Trio of receivers left. They come back right. It's caught by McLeod, and he's out to the 11-yard line and buckled over right there, and that's 9 on first down to Ronald McLeod.
Yeah, Ohio Dominican out to a very fast start here. I think this is what they need to do today against the defense like Grand Valley, and they're switching it up a lot. They're running the ball. They're throwing the ball. A key matchup here today is going to be the offensive line against that defensive line.
And on second and 1, quick throw out to McLeod. One-on-one. He breaks the tackle and down to the 5. That'll be a gain of 7. Ronald McLeod will be first down and goal to go. Panthers could not have scripted a better start.
No, excuse me, Todd, and they're going with that hurry-up offense, which I think is going to be key considering the defense for Grand Valley got to the quarterback 7 times last week.
Miller, quick throw on first and goal and a miscommunication between he and Stewart. Stewart was running a slant. Miller threw to the back pylon. It'll be second and goal from the 5. And for the first time, the Panthers take a bit of a deep breath. They'll throw Jared Butler into the lineup. Backup tight end, sophomore out of Winford. And Abe Johnson, wide receiver, will check out. Second down and goal from the 5. 12:59, clock stop, first quarter. Brandon Schoen the single back. They'll go 2 tight ends right. Weeks will line up at tight end. Butler will be just to his outside shoulder. From the right hash mark, Brandon Schoen as they sweep to the right. Cuts it up, hit behind the line, and dropped it to 6. Loss of a yard on the play as the Grand Valley defense able to make the stop, and now all of a sudden it's third and goal from the six.
Yeah, huge play here. Obviously, we want to kind of set the tone here with the touchdown earlier in the game. I mean, we'll take points if we got to kick it through the uprights, but this is going to be a big play to see where this team is at right now on this drive. It's been such a great drive down the field. Barely 3 minutes into the game,
yeah,
we've gone all the way down into the red zone.
You'll have Stewart and Johnson tight to the line left, McLeod tight to the line right, Schoen split far to the left. On third and goal from the six, play clock at three, Miller will take the snap, looking to his right, throws to the back of the end zone for McLeod, and he just overshot him. I think McLeod stopped his route. If he keeps running, it's probably a completed pass for a score. The Grand Valley defense gets a stop on third down, and the special teams unit for ODU will trot onto the field.
Yeah, it looks like Ronald McLeod might have been a little confused or something. He broke his route, a little stutter step. If he hadn't busted that route, I think you're right, Todd. I think that would have been six on the scoreboard.
Wally, 5 for 5 on field goals in the first 3 weeks. He was 3 for 3 last week. This is of 27 yards, right hash mark. Kick is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 12:07 to play first quarter. Panthers score on their opening possession. They lead Grand Valley State 3-0 on St. Gabriel's Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained to prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. We'll be updating you with scores as we come back from commercial breaks. Two other games being played this afternoon. Wayne State hosting Malone and Northwood at Tiffin. Both those games have just gotten underway. Still no score between both of those respective squads. Let's now head back out to Panther Field. Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Just ran off 11 plays, 68 yards, 2 minutes, 53 seconds. And have taken a 3-0 lead on the sixth field goal of the year by Brent Wally. And he's got the ball teed up to our left. And dangerous return men, Kirk Spencer and Reggie Williams, are to our right. They will pooch kick it. A short one over on the far side. An immediate hit by Austin Osborne right after that kick was fielded near the 27-yard line. I said dangerous return men. It appears the Panthers have no observations of kicking it deep to those guys. They don't want them to have the football.
Yeah, obviously they saw something on film in preparation this week. And how about Austin down there? He's like heat-seeking missile.
Yeah.
How fun has he been to watch on special teams this year?
All right, first down and 10 for this potent Grand Valley offense, averaging 37 points a game. That's fourth in the conference and just under 500 yards a game. They are fourth also in the conference in total offense. Isaiah Grimes, junior quarterback, who got his first career start last year against ODU, will start again today. And he'll take the snap, and they'll hand it off to Michael Rattay. Got through the first wave of Panthers and then picked up five. And let me correct that. That's Kirk Spencer on the carry, sophomore running back. Averaging over 6 yards a carry, 21 touches for 134 yards. I mean, they'll have a wave of guys come into that backfield.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hockey line change,
yeah,
when it comes to their running backs. And they keep an eye on Grimes today. He had quite the game against ODU last year.
And now Robinson is in the backfield here for the Lakers on second down and 5. They shift two receivers. Everybody's set. Grimes takes the snap. Panthers rush 4. Grimes with time will throw right and out of bounds. Panther, the Lakers sideline wanted a little contact. His linebacker, Nico Tanksley, was out there in coverage, but Grimes threw it away, and it'll be third down. Grimes, junior quarterback, completing 56% of his passes for 605 yards. Heath Carling, who tore his ACL the week before these two teams played last year, started game one, has a little bit of a back muscle shoulder type injury tear. Not sure what it is, but Coach Mitchell gave us an indication he could play today. We'll have to wait and see. Third down and 5. Grimes now, as they need the 38, takes it, throws it right out of the running back, and it's going to be short of the first down. How about that coverage by Billy Akins and Nico Tanksley on the throw out of the backfield, and just short of the first down is Michael Rattay, who is a dangerous guy coming out of the backfield with 8 catches and a potential 3 and out as the punting unit will come onto the field for Grand Valley.
Well, that was a great nose for the ball by Tanksley, and he got right in there. there and got the tackle. A huge stop to make them go three and out on their first possession.
And Chris Picano, a junior punter, will come out. 10 kicks on the year, averaging 35.5, has the win behind him. And Justin Bell back to receive this kick inside his own 25. Picano gets it away as Jalen Guevara nearly blocked it, chasing Bell all the way back to the 10. He'll now catch it and move forward. 15, breaks the tackle, got a block. 20, 25, 30, cuts back to the 40-yard line. He's to midfield with the kicker to beat. To the sideline, he is gone! Justin Bell, 90 yards! First ever punt return in the history of Ohio Dominican football! And it's 9-0 ODU. Unbelievable return by Justin Bell, who got block after block down the sideline.
Justin Bell's going to be having to take some of his teammates out to dinner tonight, Todd. And block after block, just like you said, they were just laying Lakers out on the field. You couldn't ask for a better play on special teams.
Picano, the punter, got a hold of his jersey, but Justin had too much of a head of steam going. And returns at 90 yards. The Panthers are short one on the point after here, but plenty of time. Still 15 on the play clock as Geon Selman will run onto the field. Mikey Snyder does the holding, Tyler Hayes the snapping, and the kick by Wally is good. We have a penalty marker down, so hold tight. Panthers may have been lined up incorrectly here on this point after and may be forced to do it again. What a punt by Picano, driving Bell, who remember was standing at his own 25, all the way back to the 10 after Guevara jumped over top of the blockers and almost got a hand on it. And maybe Picano outkicked his coverage.
I thought that punt was never going to come down. He got so much height on it. We could see over here in the right end zone, the American flag is blowing around, and maybe got a little air under it. But, man, what a play.
So they'll back up 5 yards procedure against Ohio Dominican on the point after. And so they'll try it again now. In essence, it's a 25-yard extra point. And it is good as it just sneaks inside the left upright. 10-24 to play. You want to talk about a start in a game that you've been waiting for since last year? 10-0 ODU, we're not 5 minutes in.
Absolutely, Todd. You could tell these guys were really chomping at the bit today. You could tell during warm-ups they were serious. You and I were actually down on the field, and we saw Justin Bell looked about as focused as he could be. You even made the comment and said, man, he looks like he is ready to go right now. And this, you couldn't ask for a better start. We only got three out of the first drive, but it was very encouraging the way they marched down the field, starting on their own 20 and really picking apart the Grand Valley defense with the run and the pass and mixing it up nicely. And they played clean. A lot of times when you're this amped up, you're liable to get some holding penalties or jump off sides or false starts or what have you. And they played really clean on that first drive. And, you know, games like this, we saw it against Hillsdale, there's going to be one or two big plays that really blow it wide open and really be the game changer. Now, hopefully they don't let off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a good crowd behind them today, but this is one of those games where you just got to keep coming at them and keep coming at them often.
Yeah, because guess who's not going away?
Grand Valley State.
You just poked the bear.
Yeah, right.
Another pooch kick by Brent Wally, fielded by, bobbled by an up man, and it's a scramble for the football. I'm pretty sure the Grand Valley receiver fell on the football in spite of the pointing by ODU. Now we've got pushing and shoving and flags everywhere, which will ensue, and I'm assuming offsetting penalties. Another penalty just came out. That might be bad. Well, it is Grand Valley ball. We'll start with that. And then we're going to let them sort it out. Does two penalties trump one? I don't know. We're about to find out here. But
it was getting real chippy down there, and Coach Conley is about 10 yards out on the field heading towards his players and some of the refs. You know he can't be happy about that after that fast start. You can't shoot yourself in the foot
like that. And over the course of time, whether it has been prior to this coaching staff or this coaching staff, the one thing that we have rarely seen our players make that mistake right there. In this conference, there is so much respect on the field. You never see pushing and shoving. And Coach Conley is going to get the explanation right now. Let's hear from our official. All right, so it ends up being just the offsetting penalties.
Which is interesting because they threw three flags.
Yeah, there was a late flag, too. That's why I was concerned that there was a potential secondary penalty there that didn't occur. So anyways, after all said and done, you got a 10-0 ODU lead, and the ball will be at the 32-yard line for Grand Valley. First down and 10, going from our right to our left. And we see the offense trot back onto the field. Chris Robinson will open up as the running back here for the Lakers. They'll go no tight end, two receivers right, and one to the near side on first down and 10. Isaiah Grimes out of the shotgun, takes the snap, surveys, throws over the middle, and incomplete. Off the mark, looking for tight end Jamie Potts, and a late flag just came in. Did Potts push off, or am I just hoping?
Well, Potts kind of had to stretch out for that pass, so
maybe he was held coming out of the break. We'll see here.
Take it out.
And our referee says it is defensive pass interference. So apparently Potts unable to get out of his break there. That draws the displeasure from the homestanding Panther fans below. And that'll move them downfield to the 42-yard line.
Coach Conley not happy about that either. Referee coming out to the line judge coming out to bring him back to the sideline. He's got the headset off.
First down at 10, the Panther defense giving up 399 yards, fourth best in the conference, giving up 19 points, third best in the conference. And, boy, they've been fun to watch in the first 3 weeks with 8 takeaways, which leads the conference. Right now, ODU is a plus 5 in the plus minus. They'll run a reverse handoff this time on the outside, and a great tackle made by Sidney Omame of running back Kurt Spencer. He thought it might have been a face mask. I thought it was just up around the shoulder pad. That was still a good solid run of 6 by Rattay. A great push by that big offensive line. Boy, look at big old 78 out there. That is Jim Wall, 6'5", 310. And then the tackle, 6'5", 315. They're a little big on the left side of this offensive line.
Good group to run behind for those running backs.
And hit in the backfield and dropped this time is Michael Rattay. And there is Paul Wesselhoff, who's been maybe the biggest surprise defensively for ODU this year, redshirt freshman in his first season on the field.
Yeah, that was one of the key concerns coming into the season, Pat, was the defensive line, a lot of new players, and so far, so good, they've stood up to the challenge.
They will remain in the backfield here on third down and 8 after a loss of 3. They need the 48 of ODU for a first down. Grimes will take the shotgun snap. ODU rushes four. Grimes will lose one, throws over the middle. It's caught, and right at the first down marker is Darryl Pitt. Looks like the spot's going to give him the first down. The official's already signaling move the chain. And it's the first down, but boy, again, preventing the big play, hitting the receiver immediately, and that time is Darryl Pitt made the catch.
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, the crowd wanted a holding call on that one. If that was textbook holding on Grand Valley State's offensive line, on DeAndre Harrison coming over on the left side and right in front of the official, too. But I guess you could call holding on just about every single play, as they say. So.
All right, first down, Grand Valley. They trail 10-0 with 8:38 to play in the first quarter. Grimes will take it. They hand it off, then double reverse. Coming around near side, lots of running room out into the open. This is Billy Seiler, and he's down to the 32-yard line. That'll be a gain of 16. They pitched it to Rattay, who then flips it around to Seiler on the end around. Those are the gadget plays, you will, that you know every team's going to have in the book today.
Isaiah Grimes got out there and threw a block. 6'6", 240 pounds. As we were joking around before the game, says he looks like Ben Roethlisberger out there.
Yeah, if you put a 65 on him, he'd look just like one of their linemen. So a good first down play for Grand Valley as they are marching. Two receivers right for Grimes on first down and 10 from the Panther 34-yard line. Grimes will take it, swings it out to the right side, caught by Spencer, cuts back, hit and down. Got about a yard on the play. Cody Culbertson was out there to really disrupt Rattay as he was being blocked by Seiler and did a great job of fighting off that block to slow Rattay down after making the catch.
Yeah, and again, a little displeasure from the Panther fans. They wanted a holding call.
Well, they're going to want something on every play today.
Well, Coach Conley's down there. No headset on. He looks like he's about to blow a lid out there. He's right in the line judge's face.
Second down, actually no gain on the play, so it's second down and 10. Grimes now going to check off a little bit. Play clock is down to 6. Grimes takes the shotgun snap. Quick drop, throw it over the middle, and it is caught on the ground. Great reception made just in front of Justin Bell, and that'll be a first down throw and catch as that was made by Jamie Potts.
Justin Bell, Warren Shields, and Brad McCurdy were all right there, just kind of threaded the needle between three defensive backs and Shields at linebacker. That was a beautiful throw.
Boy, Bell probably thought he was going to have a pick right there.
I thought he did pick it.
All right, first and 10 at the 18-yard line for Grand Valley. Two receivers left, one right. And Spencer in the backfield. On a stretch handoff, it's Spencer by one Panther to the 15 and wrapped up at the 11-yard line. Solid run of 8. Daquan Harris makes the tackle for Ohio Dominican. Somebody got through quickly, but that all ended was open up a nice hole for Rete. Or correct that, for Spencer.
For Spencer.
So a gain of 7 or 8 on first down for Grand Valley. Spencer averaging over 6 yards a carry coming into today. He'll remain in there in the backfield. They'll have Jamie Potts to the left. Siler and Pitts are to the right. Here on second down, and they'll shovel it left side here. Spencer cuts back, got by one, and then wrapped up inside the 10 by Justin Bell. Down to the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal after a run of 4. 6:10 to play here in the first quarter. Grand Valley trailing 10-0.
Key matchup out there, Todd. They had Daquan Harris on Brandon Green one-on-one out on the right side. Potts out there on the right side, and kind of thought they might go after that.
Chris Robinson checked into the backfield, missed last week's game. Healthy today. First and goal. Grimes to throw. Right side looking for Darryl Pitts. It's a jump ball and it's incomplete. Boy, the Grand Valley sideline, and now it's Matt Mitchell's turn to complain. That was Harris and Pitts going up for a jump ball and a lot of contact with no call.
That's that one-on-one I was just talking about that I thought they might try to exploit, but nice play by Daquan Harrison. You know, we're seeing a lot of plays here where we think there could be penalties. At least they're calling it both ways. They're just out here letting them play today.
So it's second down and goal now for the Grand Valley offense. In the red zone this year, they are 12 out of 14, and 12 of those scores have been 10 touchdowns, third best percentage-wise in the conference. Second and goal, they'll go to a tighter formation, give to Robinson, hit and drop right at the line of scrimmage. DeAndre Harrison says, I don't think so. Gain of 1, third and goal from the 6. What a great play by Harrison.
He's been such a great player on the defensive line this year, and we saw the big plays that he had against Hillsdale, recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown, blocked a punt that went out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and this is a huge play here in the red zone on third down. Got to hold him to a field goal.
Grand Valley got a stop earlier. Now it's Ohio Dominican trying to get a stop. Third and goal from the 6. Grimes out of the shotgun, coming over near side for Jamie Potts, and it's going to be intercepted. Billy Akins in the back of the end zone. I think Potts looked right up into the sun, never saw it, went right over his head, and Billy Akins with the interception, his second of the season, fifth of his career, and the Panther defense with a huge takeaway.
Exactly what we were just talking about, Todd. On third down, we got to hold him to a field goal, but we'll take the interception. We'll have the ball out to the 20. I think Potts got maybe a little turned around on that play, and Grimes just kind of overshot him, and I think you're right. We've not a cloud in the sky today. We're kind of like a center fielder out there trying to get a fly ball.
5:05 to play first quarter, still 10-0 Ohio Dominican. And they'll have the ball at their own 20 to our left. And for the first time, Mark Nichols will check into the game. And on first down, they'll give it to him on a delay. Lots of room left. 20, out to the 25, and rumbles his way to the 29-yard line. Mark Nichols a week ago, as Coach Conley said, the best game of his career, had 26 carries for 157 yards in the win at Northern Michigan. There is a late penalty marker that came in from the back judge towards the end of that play, and it's nowhere near anything. It's way off to the right, still 7 yards beyond what was the first down marker. So I have little indication here. But Mark Nichols, Matt, what a pleasure to have him healthy, and him and Brandon Schoen, just the way that they are able to We got offsetting personal foul penalties here. But the way that they're able to spell each other,
right.
They're the same, but they're similar
right.
in their running. They're similar in size, different a little bit in the style of running, and they complement each other so well.
Yeah, they're both big backs, and they like to pound the ball. But as we saw first or second play of the game, Brandon Schoen's got that little bit of extra speed that he can turn on the Jets when he gets out in the open field. And it's kind of like the protege to Mark Nichols, so to speak. He's Schoen's only the sophomore, and they really complement each other well. A couple games this year over 100, against Hillsdale, both over 100 yards, and that was a huge difference in the game.
Okay, here's the bad news about that penalty, is it was offsetting, and it's first down, and back to the square. The play didn't count, as Nichols will carry for about three here, so that was obviously to the displeasure of the Ohio Dominican coaching staff. They wanted to say that the penalty happened after the play. The official signaled dead ball personal foul, so I don't know why the play didn't count. But regardless, it was first and 10 again. So now it is second and 6 after a gain of 4. Miller will roll to his left. He will dump it off to Abe Johnson. Turns upfield. Two white jerseys are there, and this will be a short game this time for Abe Johnson as the defense, Devontae Jones, was out there to make that tackle. He comes up hobbling a little bit. And now you're looking at 3rd and 4 coming up for ODU.
That deep in their own territory.
Block winding. Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, I see what they come up with here. We've seen so far that they've been successful running and throwing the ball. And 3rd and short.
Panthers on the year, 49%, third best in the conference on 3rd down. And Grand Valley jumps, free play. Miller will throw into traffic, and it's incomplete, looking for Dez Stewart. And perhaps a hard count just got the Lakers to jump offside. That'll give ODU a 1st down.
Credit the coaches on that one. That's exactly what you want to do on 3rd and about 3 or 4. Try to get them to jump, and that's exactly what they did. Gives ODU a new set of downs. Right about the 31-yard line.
So it'll be 1st down and 10, Panthers, as after it was all said and done, they get the aid of the defense from the 31-yard line. 10-0 ODU, 3:34 to play, 1st quarter. Man will come in motion. That's Dez Stewart. They handed him on a jet sweep. Cuts it up at the 30 and down at the 33-yard line. Short run for Dez Stewart, his 1st carry of the season. Haven't quite seen as much of the jet sweep as we had seen in the past couple of years out of this offense. As it's been a little bit of a style change, but that'll be a gain of 2 and a play to keep them honest today. Mark Nichols will remain in the game as the single back now, and Miller will play fake to him. Rolls to his left, plant, and throws to a wide-open Dez Stewart at midfield. Breaks a tackle and will be down right there. Dez Stewart, I thought he was going to get out of a hold of Brad Horling. How about that throw by Mark Miller?
That was executed perfectly. He had a little bootleg out there to the left and saw his man downfield. One-on-one, hit the pass perfect.
Right back to the line out of the tempo package, and Miller throwing left for Stewart, one-on-one, 45, and spun down at the 43-yard line, and a great block downfield by Abe Johnson. That's going to be a gain of 6 on 1st down.
3 plays in a row going to Dez. He's had a really nice season so far. I think we said death taxes in Dez Stewart earlier in the year.
2 receivers right. Nichols stays in the backfield. Out of a pistol formation, it is Mark Nichols on 2nd and 4. Up into the hole, nowhere to go this time. Oh, boy. They really crunch Mark Nichols down to the ground. Big Frank Benzai, 6'2", 300 pounds, falling on top of Mark Nichols. No gain. It'll be 3rd down and a little more than 4 yards to go. Right to the line comes Ohio Dominican at the Grand Valley 42. 3rd down play, empty backfield now for Mark Nichols, or bigger part for Mark Miller. Takes and throws left for Stewart, got the catch, has work to do. He's got the 1st down and more down the left sideline. Whirling dive and knocked him out of bounds at the 10-yard line. On a play that looked like he wouldn't get the 1st down, Stewart broke a huge tackle and a big gainer.
Got a lot of nice blocks on that play, Todd, to get to break it open and turned on the Jets a little bit. Had one man to beat, and here we are, 1st down, 10-yard line.
So, in essence, it's 1st down and goal. Casey Williams checks into the lineup. Dez Stewart checks out. From the 10-yard line, Mark Nichols in the backfield. And it's Mark on the carry. Up the middle and hit at the line and dropped it about the 8, maybe the 7-yard line. Gain of 3 for Mark Nichols. All right, partner, they got in here before, had 1st and goal, and settled for 3. Got to get 6 this time.
Yeah, red zone's it's always so important when you get in the red zone that with a fresh set of downs, first and goal, that you get into the end zone and come away with a touchdown rather than field goal.
Second down, tight formation from the 7. Nate Weeks will move in motion. Miller, play action pass. Rolling right has Abe Johnson. He's got the catch. Turns back to the 5. Dives towards the end zone. Touchdown, Abe Johnson. 7 yards. His fourth touchdown of the season. And it's 16-0, Ohio Dominican.
Yeah, rolling out there, Abe Johnson caught the ball, and I think the defender thought he was going to keep going out to the right, but he kind of put on the brakes, a nice little move on him to get around him up into the end zone and get 6 on the board like we were talking about.
Brent Wally out for the extra point. Tyler Hayes will snap it back. A little low, but Snyder catches cleanly, puts it down, Wally puts it through. Timeout on the field with 69 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is now Ohio Dominican 17, Grand Valley State nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Wayne State and Malone are tied up at 7. 6:41 to go in the first quarter, and Tiffin has jumped out to a 3-0 lead over Northwood in their game just about to begin action in the second quarter of that affair. Let's now head back out to Panther Field. Todd, how about this start by the Ohio Dominican Panthers?
Well, set up by a turnover, Matt. The interception on the third down play in the end zone. Ball comes out to the 20, and the Panthers go 9 plays, 80 yards in just under 4 minutes, and now lead 17-0 with 1:09 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, we saw this last year, Todd, with Grand Valley. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong end of it going into the fourth quarter, down by 3 touchdowns. And as I mentioned, after the last touchdown that we had, or the first touchdown that we had, got to make sure not to let off the gas, let up the big play. Defense did really well last time out.
Wally pooches it right in the middle of the field, and this time they get one of their danger guys to get their hands on it. This is Eric Thompson. Cuts back at the 35, now moves back forward and over the 45, and drug out of bounds on the ODU sideline. Well, Grand Valley hip to the jive, and they bring those deep men upfield and able to get Eric Thompson's hands on the football.
Yeah, nice starting position for Grand Valley State here at their own 45-yard line. And that was one of the things that the coaches kind of worked on this week, was to kick it away from him, and they just couldn't get it away from him on that one. It was a nice return.
Two possessions for Grand Valley, a 3-and-out, and then a drive that they marched right down the field and then throw an interception into the end zone. Down 17-0 now. You know that this is the utmost important drive right now for Grand Valley.
I would expect them to throw the ball around a little bit on this one.
Chris Robinson in the backfield. Grimes will start in under center from the 45. It's Robinson cutting back 50 to Panthers 45-yard line. Upended by Sidney Omame and Brad McCurdy. McCurdy will hobble back to his safety position. Gain of 9 for Chris Robinson. You know, it's funny. You say start throwing it around. They may just go back to the basics and try and muscle their way, smash mouth their way, get a little more aggressive in terms of running the football. And they did so on that first down play. Now they'll go back on second down and 1. Grimes will work out of the shotgun, and Kirk Spencer's in the backfield, and he'll get the carry. Cuts back to his left. Good cutback. 40 down to the 35, where he's banged to the ground right there. Safeties Bell and McCurdy having to make that tackle. That's two big chunks of yards on two running plays by Robinson and Spencer.
Yeah, their backfield averaging 6.1 yards per rush this season so far. So anytime you can get that kind of yardage on first down and second down, it's going to be kind of hard to stop that for a defense.
Probably the last play of the first quarter. 10 seconds remain. Grimes will work out of the shotgun on first and 10 from the ODU 34-yard line. And Grimes will take the shotgun snap, gives it off to Spencer. Swinging around right side, and he's got 10 more yards downfield. And a big play for Grand Valley on the last play of what was a first quarter dominated by the black and gold. At the end of one, it's Ohio Dominican 17, Grand Valley nothing. Second quarter action from Panther Field coming up next on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple scores involving top 25 teams. Central Florida leading number 12 South Carolina with 5:14 to go in the first quarter. Miami out to a 14-7 lead over South Florida. And number 11 Oklahoma State tied with West Virginia, 7 apiece, 5:22 left to go in the first quarter. Speaking of first quarters, the Ohio Dominican Panthers had a good start to this game against Grand Valley State. Let's go up back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. And boy, for a team that, Matt, in the first 2 weeks didn't score in the first quarter, they now have 31 points in the last 2 weeks, 14 last week at Northern, 17 here today. And it'll be Grand Valley on the move, first down at the ODU 24-yard line. But again, I'd rather play in front by 17 right today than behind by 17.
No, and I think the end of that first quarter came at the perfect time. They were the Ohio Dominican defense a little bit on their heels with this drive. Grand Valley State just kind of running it up the gut and pounding the ball on this drive, and it was a good breather for the defense.
Total offense, not all that different. 128 for ODU, 92 for Grand Valley. And on first down, Grimes, they set up bubble screen over here. This is Potts. He's got the catch, broke a tackle, and he's gone. Touchdown. Jamie Potts flipped through the first wave of Panther defenders, and that was all she wrote. 24-yard touchdown strike, 8 seconds in, Grand Valley on the board.
Yeah, the only passing play of this drive. It looked like a fool. I thought they were going to throw the ball around.
Well, it was only three plays,
right,
so they threw it 33% of the time.
But great blocking on that little bubble screen by Grand Valley State, and he went untouched, just walked right into the end zone.
One area in which they have improved a complete 180 degrees is their place kicking, which was miserable a year ago. Joel Shipper, a freshman, has solidified their place kicking issues, and he bangs it home. And with 14:52 to play in the second quarter, it is now Ohio Dominican on top of Grand Valley by the score of 17-7. Well, fans, have you been to the new official athletic home of ODU Sports? OhioDominicanPanthers.com. A little redesign for you, and all your access pass to Panther Sports is right there. Every day, new content available to you, whether it's an article, photos, and even video that allows you to keep up with the very latest in ODU athletics. Go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com, the official athletic site of the Panthers. 17-7, and a quick... Actually, it was four plays. I must have missed one in there. Four plays, 55 yards for Grand Valley, all set up by a kick return by Thompson, giving them a short field, 17-7. Now the score in favor of Ohio Dominican, who is only going to get the ball for the third time.
Right.
Remember, they had a punt return for a touchdown, and so they will have it for the third time here today. Next week, Ohio Dominican will be on the road, as they will play at historic Fawcett Stadium, taking on the Walsh Cavaliers, a new-look Cavaliers, both offensively, their uniform apparel, new head coach. Everything has changed. They're saying it's a new era, as their longtime head coach retired at the end of this year, and be a challenge next week for ODU heading up to Walsh. That'll be a 6 o'clock game.
Looking forward to that one, Todd, up there at the Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
But got to get through this one first.
Picano has it teed up, and he kicks it away and into the wind, and Abe Johnson will take it at his own 8 near side. Tries to get to the middle of the field, tries to get to the far side, 20, out to the 30, to the Grand Valley sideline and out of bounds. It's a 35-yard line. Nice return for Abe Johnson, who last week didn't get his hands on a return. He's been averaging 33.5 on his kick returns, and he had a very nice one right there of 27 yards.
Yeah, it's time for the offense to go back to work here. great when your offense, first couple series of the game, first two times they touch the ball, they score.
Yep.
And we need to continue that trend. Like I said, we don't want to let off the gas at all because we saw how easily Grand Valley State moved the ball down on that last drive to get some points on the board. And the boys got to go back to work now.
First down and 10. They have officially spotted the ball at the 37. 14:45 to play second quarter. Brandon Schoen now will go into the backfield behind Mark Miller. And on first down, play action pass. Throw out near side to Abe Johnson. Turns up field 40 and out to the 43-yard line. Gain of about 6. Now, Mark Miller coming into today, Matt, 19 of 24. 79% on first down this year. Now, that's a safe pass. That's a
right.
safe play. But that's also 6 yards on first down. They have thrown a lot on first down today, and Miller is now 10 out of 12 to start this game. Second down. Sling it out here again to Casey Williams. Turns up field after breaking a tackle. Game 3, just shy of the first down. Grand Valley, at least in terms of what the Panthers' idea was thinking, Grand Valley was going to come in and try and stop the run, and so the Panthers have countered with the short passing game today.
Yeah, it's good, good planning by the coaching staff, and any time you can get 5-6 yards on first down, it keeps the momentum going, and you're not getting in third down in long situations. I mean, that's all you can ask for as an offense.
Third down and 1 now for the Panthers. Schoen behind Miller out of the pistol. Tight formation for ODU as Butler goes in motion. Takes the snap, gives to Schoen straight up the middle. First down as he'll make his way out to the 50-yard line. Tackle made by Jordan Compton, senior linebacker. And a good first down for ODU in the Grand Valley territory at the 49-yard line.
So we were talking about third and short. Brandon Schoen just get it up the gut and got a few extra.
Quick throw out to the right. Caught by McKnight. Nick McKnight with a carry. Out over the 45 of Grand Valley to the 44. And eventually these Grand Valley DBs are going to have to creep up on the line
right.
of scrimmage because right now they're laying off and it's 5 yards a pop.
Yeah, they're playing about 10 yards off the wide receivers and we're getting about 6 yards per first down on those little out passes.
Second down and 5. Miller rolling near side. Looking, got a wide open Casey Williams at the 30. Ahead to the 25, down to the 22-yard line. 22 yards on the pass completion to the junior out of Dresden Tri-Valley, Casey Williams.
Yeah, they're spreading the defense out and stretching it out a little bit, and that's how he got that wide open. He got the hurry-up offense ready to snap the ball again.
McKnight right, McLeod and Williams left. Miller takes it, throws. Williams with a blocker and no more defenders. To the 10, to the 5, he dives. Touchdown, ODU. 24 yards to Casey Williams, and Grand Valley secondary was completely lost. Nobody was guarding Casey Williams.
He got a nice block out in front of him, and it was nothing but green real estate. And had the safety coming across, didn't even have the angle. I think he kind of dove in the end zone for a little bit of style, and we'll take it, because that pumped up the sideline. It's pumping up these fans out here on homecoming, and that's what we said. We got to come right back and score. If we can score on every possession, we'll take it.
My goodness, lightning fast for ODU as Brent Wally will put it up through the upright. Timeout on the field. 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter, and we've had 2 touchdowns, one by each side. And our new score is Ohio Dominican 24, Grand Valley State 7. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Wayne State has just taken the lead over Malone with a field goal. They now lead Malone 10-7 with 3:11 to go in the first quarter. And the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio on the road today. They trail Illinois 7-0. End of the first quarter in Champaign, Illinois. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Todd, how about them Panthers?
6 plays, 63 yards in a minute and 45. I don't think I can run 63 yards in a minute 45.
I don't think I can run 63 yards.
They just ran 6 plays and scored to make it 24-7 ODU. Again, the short bootstop kick. They're just looking at it. It's finally picked up by Williams and then dropped immediately.
Yeah, a little miscommunication on that play.
First time they've kind of mishandled that.
Yeah. I think the Grand Valley State team over there is just kind of in shock.
I'm fairly sure after they scored, okay, 17-7, let's get our legs back under us here, get a stop, get the ball back, and we're fine. And before they turned around, the ball was back in the end zone again.
Yeah, I was thinking before we got the official stat sheet up here, I was trying to think, was that even a minute on that story? It ended up being about 2 minutes.
Minute 45, yeah. All right, first down, Grand Valley State with a long ways to go, folks. Football at the 24-yard line. Clock winding. I take that back. Clock stops. 12:58 to play here in quarter number two. Already 31 points on the board. Grimes will start under center. Kirk Spencer in the backfield, and they will give it to him. Straight up the middle, 25, 30. He's over to the 35, end of the 40. And that's Michael Rattay. Let me correct myself. Rattay on the run. That's a gain of 16 and a first down for the junior running back, Michael Rattay.
Yeah, we saw on their last drive they were just sticking to the ground because, I mean, why not? It was working. They were getting great yardage on first and second down. Here we got it out on the first down, 16 yards. And the defense is really going to need to adjust to this run game, but to really stop it.
First down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Lakers going left to right, white top, black pants, Grimes play action pass. Steps up, throws it over the left side, that is up into the air, it's caught! Wow, what a catch over on the far sideline for Grand Valley State.
I tell you, Todd, Grimes had Jamie Potts wide open right in the middle of the field. I think if he would have chucked down to that one, we would be a 10-point game.
That was Brandon Green, who's averaging 37 yards of reception.
That's good for
about 27 yards right there.
You have him on your fantasy team?
I don't, but he's going to be a waiver wire pickup this week. First down from the 31 for Grand Valley. 12:03 to play in the half. Handoff up the middle, Rattay off left side, 25, back in his way to the 24. Gain of 7 for Michael Rattay. And there's that hockey line change you were talking on.
Yep.
5 off, 5 on. They change out receivers, change out running backs. And there's just athlete after athlete coming on and off the field for Grand Valley State as they look to the sidelines. The two backup quarterbacks, Heath Parling, is a one. It's signaling into play with their third-string quarterback, Jeff O'Brien. Second down and 3 from the ODU 24. Grimes out of the gun, hands to Chris Robinson, runs into his own man, then ran into Nico Tankley. He's trying to get forward, and he got 2. So he's just short of the first down marker for Chris Robinson. So third down play coming up now for the Lakers. 1 for 3 thus far on third down for Grand Valley State. Haven't been many third downs in this game by both sides.
It's turned into such a trap meet.
Yeah. Third and 1 coming up.
The way they've been running the ball so far on their last two drives, Todd, is I got to imagine they're going to run it on here unless they're trying to fool the defense and take a shot at the end zone.
From the 21. Single back is Rattay, cross-blocking up front. He's hit and dropped just in front of the 20, which is good enough for the first down. Good conversion by the Panther secondary to stop him for a gain of about a yard and a half, but it was about a half more than they needed, and they'll move the chains.
Came up to get that stop, the secondary, the safety.
So it'll be first down and 10, football at the 20-yard line now for the Grand Valley offense, trailing 24-7 with 10:15 to play second quarter. Two receivers right for Grimes, one to the left. And on first down, Grand Valley just moved. Hard count by Grimes, he drew his own man off.
About to say, Todd, this was kind of a dangerous area to be in for the Ohio Dominican defense because Grand Valley could still get a first down here, but they kind of shot themselves in the foot there with that false start.
So it'll be first down and 15. That'll be the third penalty against Grand Valley. We've had a handful of markers picked up on offsetting unsportsmanlike. First and 15, Grimes with time. Rolling near side now. Omame on the chase. Hits him as he throws it out of bounds. And it's incomplete. Referee was looking at that play all the way to the very end to make sure that Sydney had no little extracurriculars, if you will. And they say pulled him down cleanly. It'll be second and 15 from the 25.
Nice headsy play by Omame not to get the penalty. It seems like any time a quarterback is involved when he's running out of bounds, the officials have their hand on the flag ready to go.
second down from the 25. Two receivers over here to the near side. Single back, Rhymes and under center. They give to Robinson, hit and drop. Anthony Smith, DeAndre Harrison are there to team up on the tackle for the Panthers on a big stop, maybe a loss of a half yard. It'll be third and 15 from the 26-yard line.
Here's Grand Valley bringing in a whole new fresh set of players. This is a huge down, Todd. Third and 15. If they could get a stop here, they might be a little bit out of field goal range.
They haven't tried a long field goal.
Longest this year has been 23 yards. Yeah.
Two receivers over here to the near side. One to the left. They need the 10 for a first down. Grimes now maybe checking off. Play clock at 2. It's at 1. They snap it in time. Grimes drops back. Panthers are blitzing. Grimes throws to the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Out of bounds. Trying to hit Jamie Pott. Now it's 4th and 16. And Coach Matt Mitchell for Grand Valley says, stay out there, guys. We're going for it.
Kind of thought they might. Kind of no man's land here. It would be about a 42-yard field goal attempt.
I was a little surprised they didn't go for something a little shorter there and make it 4th and manageable. Now it's 4th and 15. Grand Valley on the season, 3 out of 6 on 4th down. Two receivers over here to the near side. It includes Joe Robinson. Grimes with an empty backfield. Panthers are coming. Grimes throws over the middle. It's caught, but short of the first down marker by Jamie Pitt. He's a yard short of the first down. Brad McCurdy with the coverage. What a catch by Pitt, or Potts, I should say. He turned around and almost stuck in his hand and just short of the marker.
And even as impressive with the pass. Grimes had about the entire defensive line in his face. I mean, that could have easily been batted down, or he could have gotten sacked. And nice execution. If they hadn't gotten that false start, they wouldn't have been in that position.
Yep.
It would have been a first down, but the Panthers hold their own on defense and take over on down.
So Jamie Potts, who has their touchdown, just a yard short, so the Panthers will take over on their own 12-yard line. First down and 10, Mark Miller. Quick little throw to Abe Johnson, and hit this time well behind the line of scrimmage. And for the first time, Grand Valley able to sniff that out. Mark kind of fumbled the snap a little bit, and just that little bit of a half second threw the timing off and allowed the defense to immediately wrap up Abe Johnson for a loss of 4.
Yeah, that's such a bang-bang play when you hit it out there on the edge. Any little hiccup like that can really affect the execution of the play.
8:25 clock rolling second quarter. Panthers lead 24-7, and the ball back at their own 9-yard line. Miller takes a low snap, throws out right for Williams, hit and drop back to 4. Panthers are throwing and going backwards, and it'll be third down and long. So finally, Grand Valley stepping up here defensively, stopping what the Panthers had been doing, and backed up in their own territory. This is perfect timing for this Grand Valley defense to come up with a stop. Ball back inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. It is third down and 19. Nichols is in the backfield behind Miller. They're both standing about 4 and 5 yards deep in the end zone. Miller takes the snap, will throw. Steps up back of his own end zone, and it's going to be intercepted on the far sideline by Reggie Williams, and Grand Valley will have it at their own 19, or at the Panther 19-yard line. Miller was expecting the receiver, McLeod, to stop and come back. That didn't happen, and a turnover in their own end of the field will give it to Grand Valley at the 20-yard line.
Boy, just about everything that could go wrong on that series did go wrong.
So the football goes back over to Grand Valley. First down and 10 already in the red zone at the 20-yard line with 7:34 to play in the first half, leading 24-7.
Not only do you give Grand Valley State the ball back deep in their own territory, it didn't give the defense much of a break there.
Three plays, that's it.
Yeah.
First down, Kirk Spencer is in the backfield from the ODU 20. Again, Grimes, who's in under center, checking off at the line. Potts wide receiver left. Siler and Pitt to the right. Now Grimes finally settles in. They're going to look to throw and hit and throwing out of the backfield and almost intercepted. All right, let's start with Harrison getting the pressure. Then we'll go to Billy Aikens, who almost had the interception as they were trying to throw it to Spencer coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, I really like what this defensive line is doing, getting into the backfield and getting some pressure, getting Grimes under a little bit of duress, kind of making him a little uncomfortable back there. you know, they're such a good passing team. Anytime you can get some pressure and kind of disrupt that, it's a good sign that your defensive line is doing really well.
And for the most part, although they blitzed a couple of times today, Panthers have been just rushing the four.
Yeah.
Second and 10. Play action. Grimes over the middle. It's caught by Wirth. It's down at the 1 yard line. He wasn't even looking for the ball. All of a sudden, he turned and he caught it. What a catch. And it'll be first and goal, Grand Valley.
Unbelievable. Turn his head around and the ball was right there hitting him in the numbers.
First down and goal now for Grand Valley with 7:15 to play in the first half. Panthers will bring a DB out and bring in Anthony Smith on the defensive line. Grand Valley looking to the sideline. Play clock already at 10. They're not going to get this play off. They're going to have to call a timeout. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, unless they hurry. 4 seconds. They get up to the line of scrimmage, and now Grimes will call time. 6:55 to play in the second quarter, 24-7 in favor of Ohio Dominican. Well, it is homecoming today here, and back on Thursday night, the Royal Homecoming Court was introduced, and the ladies on the court were Kelly Litt from Mansfield, Aaron Messily from Avon, Christina Pentati from Dayton, Emily Pearson from Hilliard. On the guys' side for King, it was Halston Jones from Columbus, Keith Kreisberg from Troy, Christopher Leibold from Green Springs, and Brady Mertens from Charleston, South Carolina. And the Royal Queen and King ended up being Sonesha English from Columbus and Malik Tuck from Medina. Congratulations to everybody on the court. They were crowned at the pep rally in Alumni Hall on Thursday night. And they are here and will be presented at halftime of today's game as well. So congratulations to one and all. Great crowd here at Panther Field with people just lining around the stands. Grand Valley brought a nice contingent down as well. And right now they trail 24-7, but have the ball at the Panthers' 1 yard line and will snap it with 6:55 to play in the half. In the backfield, it's Rattay. They'll bring a man in motion now. And on first down, it is Rattay up the middle, hit and dive, then in. Touchdown, Michael Rattay of Grand Valley State, and they turn their turnover into points. So the turnovers are one aside. Each team has scored a touchdown. And the point after coming up here for Grand Valley as they creep back in it.
That's one thing we talked about earlier this week, Todd, was you've got to limit the mistakes against such a fundamentally sound team like Grand Valley State.
So Joel Shipper is out to try the point after, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field. 6:51 to play first half. New score, Ohio Dominican 24, Grand Valley State 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Malone has just scored a touchdown, but they missed the extra point. They still lead Wayne State, however, 13-10, just beginning second quarter play in that game. And could we have an upset brewing here? The West Virginia Mountaineers lead Oklahoma State, ranked 11th in the country, 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Thank you very much. As the Grand Valley Lakers have scored, Michael Rattay, 1 yard touchdown run, number 8 on the year for him. Three plays, 20 yards, 43 seconds as they took over after an interception. And it'll be Grand Valley State to kick it away. See if Panthers can get another nice return. Abe Johnson had a 30-yarder last time. As it'll be Aya DeRosa to kick it away. Into the air, end over end, into the breeze, and Abe Johnson will take it again near the 7 yard line. Left to left hash mark, shoots home, 25-30, he's to the 40, he's got the kicker to beat, he's got no shot, 92-yard kick return for Abraham Johnson. Second kick return today for ODU. Dustin Bell, 90 yards. Abe Johnson, 93 yards. And the first kick return for ODU since October of 2000.
Lane makes it 30-14.
Todd, you and I were talking during the commercial break. It didn't really feel like we were up 10, and you said, well, hopefully in a minute it'll feel like we're up 17. There you go, my friend.
Special teams today have been very special. And there's still 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Brent Wally for the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. 6:39 to play, 31-14. Ohio Dominican with the lead. You know, we like to have our fun during the week before games. We'll look at the games and pick them and do things like that. I set the over-under line at 95 today. I hope Vegas gets a chance to adjust that at halftime because we're already at 45. We're almost halfway there with still 6:40 to go in the third or second quarter.
Unbelievable. And getting back to our point about how it didn't feel like we were up 10 after that last Grand Valley State touchdown. I mean, the Panthers crowd kind of quieted down a little bit. And all it takes is a huge special team play like that to get the crowd back in it, get the momentum back. I mean, games like these are all about momentum and the big play. And, you know, Grand Valley comes down and scores, uses a little bit of time off the clock to do it. And we just come right back at them with the special teams touchdown. Abe Johnson was off to the races. Like we said a little bit ago, this is kind of turning into a track meet.
Oh, my. First kickoff return since Mark Nichols did it against Central State here 183 kickoffs ago. And Wally with the win says, well, we're just going to boot this one through the end zone for a touchback.
Like you were going to say about 183 years ago, because that's kind of how it feels.
So the first ever punt return for touchdown today, and only the second ever kickoff return for touchdown in year 10 of Ohio Dominican football. Now you just got to reset.
Right.
And it'll be first down Grand Valley at their own 25-yard line, 6:39 to play second quarter, and it's 31-14 Panthers.
We talked about how important going into the Hillsdale game it was to really establish the identity of this team and get a win, and same situation here today, and we saw special teams step up big in that game, and they're not letting off the gas pedal today at home against Grand Valley State.
All right, first down and 10. And Grimes gives. No, I take that back. He pressured and falls down back at his own 15-yard line. Cody Culbertson just scared the daylights out of him, and he fell down at the 15 for a sack and a loss of 10. And I beg your pardon, Grimes' helmet came off on that play as well, and Grand Valley's going to call a timeout. They can prevent him from coming out if they use the timeout, which they will. And so 6:31 after a sack of 10. That is the 15th sack by the ODU defense this year, which is by far and away the most in the conference defensively. And they are getting pressure today. That was Culbertson blitzing
right
that time.
Yeah.
So they are showing a little more blitz package than we've seen in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's good to see them, like we were just talking about down here on their last scoring drive, the last time they had the ball, that they're getting pressure to the quarterback, and it's disrupting them. It's throwing them out of rhythm a little bit, and that's exactly what they want to do when you got a signal caller like Grimes, who is a good game manager, and he knows how to run the offense, whether they're running the ball or throwing the ball. And when you get him down on the ground and you knock that headgear off, you're going to get in his head a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, the defense is doing a good job of that, and he had to come out. They had to burn a timeout. Todd, 6.5 minutes left. They only have one timeout here in the first half.
So second down and 20 from back at the 15-yard line. Grimes under center. They will hand it off up the middle. This is Rete, and Omame and Shields are there after a gain of one. Ball comes out. McCurdy throws somebody down. Somebody hits McCurdy. No, I make that Aiken. And we had already seen early in this game it was a little bit testy. I can't imagine it's going to get any less testy as we move along.
Yeah, I think the coaching staffs on both sidelines told them to settle down a little bit. It was getting a little chippy. We've already had some offsetting personal fouls, flags thrown today. And, you know, it's exactly what we expected in a game like this.
Big play right here. Third and 18. They need the 35 for a first, and Grand Valley moves. It'll be third and 23.
Man, oh, man. Really? really got, this defense has really got Grand Valley State out of their rhythm.
5:51 to play in the second quarter, 31-14. Ohio Dominican with the lead. They started ahead 17-0. Moments ago, Grand Valley cut it to 10 until the Abe Johnson kick return. So the football back to the 12. They need the 35 for a first down. Grime will hand it off. Kirk Spencer breaks one, then runs right into Warren Shield. Duhok ties him at the 20. So that'll be a gain of 8. They play it safe, keep it on the ground, and will kick it away to the Panthers.
We know what happened last time they punted it away.
Justin Bell backing up inside his own 45. This time, Picano's got to punt it into a little bit of a breeze, although the markers and the flag are not moving right now. There's still a little bit of a breeze out there. Panthers with a lot of guys at the line. Picano gets it away. A wobbly kick that'll back Bell up. He bobbles it, picks it up, and is going to be roll hit. Breaks out of one, breaks out of another. He's still trying, but there's too many white shirts, and he's down at the 24-yard line. Chris Picano having a day. Hit along a 47 coming in. He's had two booming kicks.
Someone got a little scary there with the bobble.
I wasn't convinced as Justin Bell gets his headgear back that he didn't it towards the end of that.
Yeah.
Starting to lose the handle a little bit. All right, Panthers right to left from their own 25. We'll have it first down and 10, 4:46 to play second quarter, leading 31-14. And Mark Miller will come out 16 out of 19 for 158 yards and two touchdowns. And we'll have Brandon Schoen behind him. The Panthers right now with only 22 yards on the ground after 301 a week ago. And on first down, Miller quick throw to Casey Williams. Upfield 25-30 to the 35. First down, slung down to the ground at the 41-yard line. Kaufman will make the tackle. Big play on first down again. They just keep throwing those short little passes on first down, in spite of the fact it didn't work last possession.
A nice block downfield by Ronald McLeod. He kind of busted it open there to get the first down. And, you know, it's kind of hard to run those plays when you're backed up against your end zone. They got a little more room to work with now.
From the 41, first down and 10. Weeks will shift to be tight to the left. Butler will line up behind him as an H-back. Wide out to either side. Brandon Schoen in the backfield. As Butler goes in motion left to right, Des Stewart jumps. So the Panther wide receiver near side. On a play that looked like it was going to the right, away from Stewart, move. And since he's on the Panther side, they reach out and grab him by the collar and say, come over here for a minute. Ronald McLeod will replace him in the lineup. So it'll be first and 15 for Ohio Dominican, who is called for their third infraction. 21 yards against the Panthers today. Butler will go in motion again. And Mark Miller takes it. Hands to Brandon Schoen, hit in the backfield and dropped at the 30-yard line. Big tackle made up front by Matt Mosley at 6'3", 245. Boy, they got some big horses on that defensive line. And the loss all the way back to the 31. So it'll be second down for the Panthers and 20 yards.
Mosley already has 2.5 tackles for loss this year, a couple sacks. We said last week they had 7 sacks against Tiffin, so they know how to get in the backfield.
Second down from the 31. Miller out of the pistol with 3 wide receivers on a draw to Schoen this time, and he can't get out of the wrap-up tackle of Charles Hill. Their leading linebacker coming in terms of tackles, and that'll be a loss of 2, and it'll be 3rd and 22 now for ODU.
Sure, what started out to appear to be a good-looking drive, they get the false start penalty and a couple backwards plays and not helping themselves out at all on this drive.
So the Panthers third down and long. 2 out of 4 on third downs today. Leading 31-14, under 3 minutes to play in the half. Miller with receivers to the right, 2 to the left. They need the 49 of Grand Valley for a new first down. Lakers rushing 4. Miller steps up, throws over the middle. Johnson's got the catch, but well shy of the first down at the 46-yard line. Charles Hill, linebacker, nearly got his hands on it. And it'll be fourth down at about 4 now for the Panthers. And the punting unit will come out. That's still, in spite of it not being a first down, that's a big play, Matt.
Yeah, that's a positive play to give the punting unit a little bit more room there to work with to try to pin Grand Valley State back in their deep in their own territory, getting into the two-minute time zone for the first half. That's still a positive play.
And out the punt, Mikey Snyder for the first time today. And Snyder puts it into the air. They keep it away from the return man. It takes a huge ODU roll and will go inside the 10. They're waiting on it, and it's going to roll all the way to the 1 and be down right there. 54-yard punt for Mikey Snyder as they kept it, A, away from the return man, and B, backs them up at the 1 with 1:56 to go in the half. Panthers lead 31-14.
Well, Grand Valley State's got a long way to go, but we've seen their ability to go march down the field and score quickly already today.
And such big play ability as well.
Right.
At the very least, hopefully you've reduced some of their playbook here back at the one-yard line. It has been an exhausting first half. 31-14 Panthers lead. Coming up at halftime, ODU Sports Information Director Scott Miles will sit down and talk with Athletic Director Jeff Blair. Charlie will have scores from around the GLIAC and around the country on the college football scoreboard. And all of that coming up at the half. First down and 10. Now for Grand Valley at their own one-yard line. They bring Robbins in motion. Grimes will hand it off. Hit in the backfield and able to just barely stretch over the goal line was Michael Rattay. The Panthers already have a defensive score in a similar situation against Hillsdale when the running back fumbled at the goal line and DeAndre Harrison fell on it in the end zone. Boy, that is a deep handoff to Rattay. I'm a little surprised that they wouldn't just take a quick little throw here and try and get out of their own end zone. Second down now, and 10 from back at the one-yard line. And we've got a false start here before the play happens. Actually, it's called an illegal snap. That doesn't hurt them. The ball can't go much further backwards. Those are the balls on the goal line right now. Boy, the Panther fans think make a little more noise right now as you've got a huge situation, an opportunity here. They may be a little out of gas already and just trying to get the halftime. 1:17 clock rolling here in the second quarter. Ball to our left, and Grimes will this time work out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. They bring one in motion, and they will hand it off to Rattay. Hit in the backfield, hit at the goal line. It's a safety! It's a safety! They ran a delayed counter in the end zone, and Rattay was bottled up, never got out, and had two more to the scoreboard. It's now 33-14. What an interesting play call in the end zone, a delayed call, Matt.
God, that's exactly what you were just talking about, trying to get that crowd back in, and I think that'll do it.
33-14 now, and the Panthers, Matt, now we're going to get the football back and should have great field position.
Yeah, I mean, two huge special teams plays, getting touchdowns on the punt return and kick return. Get this safety. We kind of saw this against Hillsdale, and unconventional points, and this is what we need. This is what we need to do, get the momentum, getting into the halftime, into the locker room, and getting the ball back with plenty of time.
So the free kick will come here. I believe it's Picano, the punter, and it is. He's had a great day punting. It'll be Dez Stewart and Justin Bell both back to receive this punt. Right now they're standing at around their own 30. Panthers send one more onto the field here on special teams. And now ready to go as Picano wobbles one up into the air to Justin Bell. He'll catch it to 34. To the 40, sidesteps 1:45, near sideline, 50, to the 40. Punter is there. Bell gets rid of him. He's flung around and knocked out of bounds at the 25-yard line. On another electrifying special teams play, and the Panthers will have great field position.
I'll tell you, Todd, it can't get much louder down here on the field. The fans were really into them. They could go up seven more here going into the half. I don't think we saw this coming at all.
No, not at all. 33-14, Ohio Dominican now. And the offense back onto the field for the Panthers, going right to left, ball at the Grand Valley 25-yard line. Clock stop with 49 seconds to go. And the Panthers, I think, have all three timeouts. Miller was shown behind him. We'll hand it off now to Schoen. Breaks the tackle, 25. Ahead to the 21 and down at the 20-yard line. And the Panthers will burn one of their timeouts with 39 seconds to go. And ODU lead 33-14. Fans, are you a member of the Black and Gold Club? This organization is dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panther student athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. To become a member of the Black and Gold Club, please visit the ODU Athletics website or call 614-251-4643. 39 seconds to go until halftime. ODU leads 33-14. And Matt will have second down and 5 yards to go here from the 20-yard line of Grand Valley.
Yeah, Todd, two timeouts left, and if I'm seeing they got great field position, certainly within range for Brett Wally. It gets the points on the board going into the halftime.
Matt will have the comments from head coach Bill Conley. If he has a voice left, which might have been shot about 3 minutes into the first quarter of today's game, as he was in the ear of the officials. Johnson and Stewart on the field to the left of Miller. Ronald McLeod to the right. Wind is picked back up behind the Panthers, and Brandon Schoen will stand behind Mark Miller on 2nd and 5 from the Grand Valley 20. Miller takes it, rolls to the near side. Plant throws, and is it intercepted? It is not. Charles Hill could not hang on. A lot of traffic on that throw by Miller, and it'll now be 3rd down and 5 for Ohio Dominican on offense here. So a 3rd down play coming up. Panthers have scored on all but one offensive possession today. That was a interception back inside deep in their own territory that led to 7 quick points for Grand Valley. Let's take that back. I guess it's 2 possessions. They had to punt moments ago. So now 3rd and 5. They again need the 15-yard line. Johnson and McLeod right, Stewart left. Nichols behind Miller on 3rd down. They'll give it to Mark. He'll sweep to the left, cuts upfield, and will ride his way and get to the 15 point just at the 1st down marker. And the clock winding. And I think Coach Conley is saying, is it a 1st down? It is not. Okay, we're going to let the clock roll here and call timeout and probably try a field goal here on the last play of the half. So, boy, Nichols being just a yard short, Matt, is going to determine what the Panthers are going to do here, and they're going to try the field goal.
Yeah, and they ran out to the left side there on that play, trying to get the 1st down. Unfortunately, it doesn't put them in great position for the field goal, but certainly within Wally's range.
So, ODU with a chance to close out the half on point. As the game started with ODU marching down the field and getting into the end zone to make it 7-0. Made it 10-0 on a Wally field goal, 17-0. On a punt return by Justin Bell. After it was 17-7, Panthers went right back down the field and scored on a Casey Williams touchdown. Then after a Grand Valley score, a kickoff return by Abe Johnson made it 31-14. A safety made it 33-14. And now Wally, with 1 second to go in the half, is going to try a 33-yard field goal. It's on the near hash mark. Matt, what's the wind like field level down there?
Feeling pretty breezy down here, Todd. You can see the American flag here in this end zone's blowing around in the wind.
All right, here's the field goal try. It is on the way, and it is no good. He missed it just off to the left. Boy, the Panthers looking up at the upright saying, sure that didn't sneak in there? Apparently it did not. But Ohio Dominican will still have a 19-point lead at halftime, 33-14 on homecoming day against the 9th-ranked Lakers of Grand Valley State. And, boy, to have a lead like this at 33-14, nothing that you ever would have imagined here at halftime. Coming up, halftime numbers with Charlie Danis, interview with Athletic Director Jeff Blair. Now it's Matt Natale with head coach Bill Conley.
Boy, Coach Conley, this has been a wild one so far. Give us your thoughts on big plays getting stops on defense. It's is this what you expected?
Well, you knew it was going to be an exciting football game. You know, our special teams have done such a great job and everything like that. But I'll tell you what, this team's a great football team. You see, they're going as big as a house, and they're good. And, you know, we got two more quarters. We got to play our asses off.
Anything else that you can make adjustment-wise for the second half?
No, we just got to keep playing hard. We're playing very emotional right now. We got to keep that going.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
All right, 33-14 in favor of Ohio Dominican here at halftime as we send it back to the studios in Charlie Danis.